Who Makes You Differ From Another? By Frank Hall. Who makes you differ from another? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. What made the difference? Between Cain and Abel, between Esau and Jacob, between Judas and Peter? What makes the difference between believers and unbelievers, between the righteous and the wicked, between the elect and the reprobate, between the godly and the ungodly, between one who has saving knowledge of God and a heathen infidel? It is not what, but who. Who makes you differ from another? It is the God of all grace who makes one man to differ from another. Contrary to popular opinion, men do not make the difference in salvation. God does. He loves some, but hates others. He chooses some, but passes by others. He blesses some and curses others. He saves some, but destroys others. This is God's sovereign right as God. Has not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump, to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Romans chapter 9, verse 21. God always does with men as he pleases. Who are men to reply against God? Shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, "Why have you made me thus?" Romans chapter 9, verse 20. Will not the all-wise God do what is best, just, and good? How dare fickle, ignorant men call the Most High God into question? Woe to him who quarrels with his Maker, to him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, "What are you making?" Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Why do you strive against him? For he gives not account of his matters. Job chapter 33, verse 13. It is we who must answer to him, not he to us. He is on the throne, and we are but his footstool. He is the potter, and we are the clay. He is the creator, and we are his creatures. He is God, and we are not. The God of all grace made the difference between his people and the reprobate from eternity. Before the foundation of the world, God the Father justly elected some of humanity to salvation and passed by all the rest. The Lord Jesus made the difference between his church and the world at Calvary, where he laid down his life, poured out his blood, and effectually redeemed all whom the Father elected to salvation. The Sovereign Spirit makes the difference between the souls of his people and the souls of the ungodly in regeneration, effectually calling chosen, redeemed sinners to life and faith in Christ. The triune God does this, not because his people are better, more deserving, or more worthy of salvation, but because he will, because he is pleased to do so. In all things, God makes the difference, not us. There's no difference between God's saints and the wicked by nature, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The only difference is the difference that God makes by his distinguishing grace. We, as God's elect, have nothing to boast of, nothing to be proud of, and no reason to look down on others as being inferior to us. We were born just like everyone else, dead in trespasses and sins. By nature we lived in rebellion against God, just like everyone else. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, living to fulfill the lusts of our flesh, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. We have nothing to brag about, but much to be thankful for. In sovereign grace, he loved us, he chose us, he blessed us, he set his affection on us, and he saved us. In distinguishing mercy, our Savior was born for us, lived for us, suffered for us, bled for us, and reigns for us. In discriminating love, he sought us out, chased us down, subdued our hearts, gave us spiritual life, and blessed us with the gift of everlasting salvation. Thank God for His sovereign, discriminating grace.